This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Democratic vacancy committee has selected a new representative for a state house seat in Arapahoe County. Chad Clifford was previously a lobbyist at the state capitol with a background in law enforcement and emergency management. While making his case at the selection meeting, Clifford said housing is the biggest problem facing the district.
While the developer community is fairly engaged here, they're not exactly primed or getting the type of support that they need to build projects in this district.
Clifford won't have long to get up to speed. The new legislative session starts next Wednesday. Colorado Democrats in Washington have asked the White House for more funding for migrant services. Denver officials and nonprofits in the state have been helping with housing, food, jobs, and legal services for tens of thousands of people and say they're running out of money. Amanda Blaurock leads the Village Exchange Center in Aurora. She's been frustrated at the lack of government funds to help.
People are here. You can't deny that there's human beings at our doorstep. So at this point, you're really looking at how do we address in a coordinated, most efficient, effective way to assist.
While the Colorado senators and representatives request White House aid, they also acknowledge Congress could allocate money if it could come to an agreement. A sustained cold front began sweeping through Colorado today, and this weekend could bring the first snow of 2024 for most of the state. The National Weather Service warns there will be light snow and slick roads for folks in the mountains and foothills. The same is for Denver later on tomorrow. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.